"What are you doing here, Elijah?" "The prophet has just descended from Mount Carmel, where divine fire burned. But now he lies under a broom tree, wishing to die. His life is a roller coaster, soaring from the peak of success to the depths of despair." Danny Baker defines depression as living in a body that fights to survive with a mind that tries to die. And J.K. Rowling describes it as a cold absence of feeling, an overwhelming emptiness. Elijah took refuge in a cave. Depression is also a dark cave where echoes lack meaning. Neither the wind that shattered rocks, nor the earthquake, nor the fire could awaken him from his stupor. "Like many mothers, I know that silence. After the birth of my third child, I walked through a tunnel without light or reason, and the last thing I needed was loud sermons." God approached Elijah with a gentle and quiet whisper, and in that whisper, he nourished him, reoriented him, and reminded him of his purpose. "Look around. Perhaps someone bears on their face the exhaustion of battling an invisible enemy. Do not judge or impose earthquakes, but offer the tender whisper of your presence, the warm bread of hope, the hand that reassures you are not alone. Remember that prayer, professional support, and fraternal companionship are channels God uses to heal and strengthen hope. And if you, yourself, are walking in the cave, seek help and listen. At the end of the tunnel shines the light of Jesus, who does not break the bruised reed and will never quench your smoldering wick."